This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. As many of you may know, the University of Illinois is a land-grant university with a rich history in agriculture. Part of that history encompasses the Morrow Plots, one of the oldest experimental plots in the Western Hemisphere. To celebrate these experimental plots, an a cappella group at the University of Illinois described the history of our plots and why the University of Illinois Undergraduate Library is built underground through an educational Christmas skit called "'Twas the Night Before Plots." I'm fortunate enough to have the chance to play that for you today, so without further ado, here is The Other Guys with "'Twas the Night Before Plots."
I'm Aaron Troy, and this is Plotsterpiece Theater. Now, by show of applause, let's find out, how many of you know what the Morrow Plots are about? I can see that many of you do, while some are not sure. But there is no need to worry, for I have the cure. Our solution for you is a perfect fit. The other guys have prepared an educational skit. In case you don't know, the Morrow Plots, my dear, is the oldest experimental cornfield in the entire Western Hemisphere, which is half the world. And now, here's a story enjoyed by lots. I bring to you, "'Twas the Night Before Plots." "'Twas the night before harvest, when all through the plots, not a corn plant was growing, not even in pots. The corn was planted in the soil with care, in hopes that the sun soon would be there." The sunlight would shine all over the corn, and the corn would dance with the new coming morn. Bill in his vest and Tim in his pants had just settled down for their photosynthetic dance, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the chair to see what was the matter. Where, to my surprise, I should see, standing between the two, the library.
Library.
What? No!
Whose SPF power was the best. And when the sun would go down in the west, like it will right now.
See you guys later.
A monstrous shadow would fall on the corn, leaving it dead, and the people to mourn. Thank you. The corn lying expired, trampled and flat. Our fine university could not have that.
We can't have that.
So they called upon the engineers, they of such fame. The university whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Einstein, now Egghead, now Four Eyes and Doofus. On Bookworm, on Nerdy, on Geekwad and Dorcas. To the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. Now crash away, bash away, and make the library fall.
Nerds, 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 engineers.
And these clever fellows, with brains so divine, concocted a truly ingenious design to construct our library underground. So instead of going two stories up, it went two stories down. And so now our corn and our sun were once again free to enjoy their fun.
Oh, yeah.
So they danced and danced without cloud or eclipse. I swear, you guys, it's all in the hips. Furthermore, the people sang in one voice, a loud, spirited cry of rejoice.
Joy to the world!
And then from above rang out a clear call that was heard by one and heard by all. We heard Santa exclaim these parting shots: Merry harvest to all, and to all a good plot. This has been Plots to Peace Theater. I'm Aaron Troy.
Again, that was the a cappella group known as The Other Guys from the University of Illinois. That's all for part one of today's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
This is Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville. Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. So when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You can't trust your farm protection to just anyone. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. So let us put 80 years of experience to work for you. Find out more about farm insurance from me, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you are helping to protect the family farm. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau strives through various programs for farmers to keep the family farm profitable. Meanwhile, we provide farmers with up-to-date information to help keep your food supply safe and plentiful too. Farm Bureau also fights government legislation restricting your property rights, and also fights to restrict prime farmland from being converted to non-farm uses. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and concern for you.
Before the break, we heard a non-traditional rendition of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Now, to bring some tradition back to the holiday season, here's Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois with "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
The Night Before Christmas, a poem by Clement Moore. "Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap, well, we'd just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter, and away to the window I flew like a flash. Tore open the shutters and threw open the sash, and the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mounted the sky, so up to the house of the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling I heard on the roof, prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he'd flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth It was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin, well, that was as white as snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. And then he turned with a jerk, and laying his finger beside his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
That's all for today's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Happy holidays, everyone.